Welcome, everybody. This is episode 24, I think. I keep losing track. We'll find out later. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet, and this is the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. Bit of a news update today. Get you up to date on what's going on and all the exciting things to look forward to coming up. All right, everybody, and welcome to episode 24. I'm 99% sure this is episode 24. As you guys can tell in the recent episodes, I guess I've kind of lost track. I only really find out when I go and post the podcast, and you know, for some reason, I don't know, I'm getting it mixed up and I'm always one episode behind, but I'm pretty sure this is episode 24. It doesn't really matter. It's May. Holy moly. Let's rewind. It is March 29th, 2018. We are heading into Easter weekend. Technically it's spring, although it doesn't really feel like spring, at least down here in southwestern Ontario. It's chilly. Not super inspiring in terms of getting out and getting active, I must admit. And you know, I guess I could give everybody a bit of a free pass if they're saying, hey man, it's just way, way too cold. Just yucky out. But you know, hopefully once we cross this April Fool's Day and get into April, and things will start warming up and feeling a little bit more inspiring in that regard. So today I just wanted to touch base and kind of give a bit of an update on how things are going and what's up coming down the line. A few recaps of what we've been up to in terms of the Local Champions program. Again, if you're not familiar with that, that's our push to get local ambassadors in various areas to kind of be the eyes and the ears on the ground for us, for the health and fitness program. So they would obviously promote what we are doing here, and hint, hint, some things coming up, and they would promote that to their local group. And then conversely, they would send back to me, you know, any questions or any challenges that they have. My hope is that, you know, with this technique, with having more eyes and ears on the ground locally, in the various pockets across the country, then nobody gets missed. You know, if somebody's out there saying, hey, you know what, I like what you're talking about, but in my situation, in my local area, you know, we have these very unique or specific challenges, and you know, you haven't covered that yet. So our local champion's going to bring that to your attention, and you can either, you know, do a podcast about it or a video about it, and certainly work one-on-one with that local champion to try to solve those issues. So trying to get a list of names. We don't have a ton yet, but that's okay. I expected this to be kind of that ongoing process, and that's what's going on. So we're good with that. Also, the I Am More campaign, the hashtag I Am More, EYEAMMORE campaign, has been going along okay. Again, it's a slow process in terms of getting people to submit their stories to me. I'd really love to share more of them. So again, to sort of reignite that conversation, the I Am More campaign is really designed to engage all the members across the country to really get them thinking about, you know, who they are as individuals. And the reason this is important in the health and fitness program is fitness is driven by motivation. Motivation is driven by belief, belief in, you know, that your goal is important, and belief that you're worth, you know, the time and effort put into that chasing that goal, and self-identity, self-esteem really comes from that. You know, an example is if I ask somebody what their goal is, they immediately would default and say, well, you know, I'm blind, and so these are all the barriers I face, and hence all the reasons I can't do something. And my goal is to say, no, instead of saying I can't, start saying I am more. You know, I'm more than what my blindness limits me to. It's certainly impactful on our lives, but it is not the be-all end-all in limiters. You know, I want to know, who are you as an individual? What do you love to do? What are your goals? And let's work towards that. Obviously, you know, I want to help you work towards healthy living and fitness goals, but part of that comes from you understanding and recognizing mostly that blindness is kind of that carry-on baggage, you know, that we have, and it's filled, you know, that carry-on bag is filled with all the other stuff that might, you know, bog us down in terms of, you know, our life. So we've got, you know, our vision impairment, we might have a bad back or a bad knee, you know, we've got some anxieties about flying or other, you know, afraid of spiders, we're lactose intolerant, we're introverts or we're extroverts, you know, that carry-on baggage is just all the stuff that we kind of have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, but, you know, we don't let it weigh us down. You know, it's on wheels. We can drag it along with us, but it's coming along with us, and we're still going to get the job done. We're still going to go. We're still going to travel. We're still going to do whatever we want. Yep, that carry-on bag is going to roll along beside us, but whatever. It's an accessory. It's not dictating where we go and what we do. So much with your self-identity and your self-esteem, you know, you need to get to realize that where you want to go and what you want to do is absolutely possible. And even though we deal with, you know, various challenges physically and mentally, they are not our limiters. And, you know, my hope is that by you sharing your story with me, and I can share it out to the vast network here, that you help to inspire others, but also you feel, I don't know, it's a bit cathartic, you know, cathartic being, you know, kind of that healing or that weight off your shoulders by just expressing, hey, you know what, this is who I am, and these are the goals I have, and yeah, I don't see very well, but I still have these goals, and I really, you know, if I don't chase them now, when am I going to chase them, right? I guess part of that mindset was sort of reinvigorated. Well, invigorated is maybe not the word to use, because I was actually, the inspiration somewhat came at a funeral we were at just this past weekend. And, you know, you're sitting there and again, we won't turn it into a religious thing. But it was interesting to see, you know, how everybody sort of handles death or handles, you know, the thought of their own mortality, you know, when's our time, and you know, when our time is up, what are people going to think of us, etc. And I really got thinking about, you know, my outlook on it, and again, I won't go too deep into detail, but I really think about it as you know, life is like this trail, and it's a trail that you, once you start off on, you can't turn around. Like you have to go. It's kind of maybe like the yellow brick road in The Wizard of Oz. You know, you just have to keep moving along. And as you move along that trail in life, you meet lots of people. And some people only walk along with you for maybe a second. Some people maybe walk along with you your entire life, or a vast majority of it, you know, hopefully like a spouse or a best friend or family members. And it's that path that kind of defines who you are and the people that are walking along with you. But the interesting part is, right beside the path, there's a freeway. Okay, so you're following me here? So this is just the sort of the mental picture I have in my brain. And so the freeway is kind of the easy track in life. Yeah, you might move along smoother. It might be quicker and less obstacles and less barriers. But you don't really get to experience the great things in life. You know, you don't get to go around all the little nooks and crannies and the outlooks and all the vistas. You're basically putting your head down and trying to get through life as quickly as possible. And the way I look at it is I choose, and I encourage others to choose maybe the more scenic route, choose the path. You know, it's maybe not as quick. It's certainly tougher, you know, up and down hills and around corners and over obstacles. However, the rewards are substantially better, I believe. You know, I think the analogy I'm trying to make is sometimes in the world of disability, well, not even necessarily, but just in general, there's a lot of people that rather put their head down and just kind of get through life. You know, they just kind of push through and just try to make it day to day and don't really look up and just kind of are on that fast track to just go. And where's that fast track taking you, right? And when you do get to the end of that fast track, aka, you know, you die, you know, what adventures will you have been on? What goals will you have achieved? What things will you have done that have scared you but have been incredibly rewarding? So, you know, my outlook is I choose to take that path that might be a little scarier, might be a little tougher, but it's more rewarding. And I guess that's what I want to try to encourage everybody here to do is, you know what, do things that are scary. And yeah, your blindness might be something that adds a bit of difficulty to that path, but focus on all the amazing things that you can find out on that harder path rather than just saying, well, you know, my blindness is such a barrier that I need to take that fast track through life and just kind of get through day to day. And I don't know if that makes any sense. Again, it's kind of a visual that's in my head, but I'm trying to basically sort of give that idea of, you know, there's kind of two ways I see people wandering through life. And one is, you know, getting through but not experiencing much. It might be a little easier, but you don't experience all the awesome stuff. And I really want everybody I encounter to kind of step out of their comfort zone and really take that maybe bumpier path through life, but think of all the amazing, cool things that you can encounter. So when that day does come along, you're like, you know what? That was one crazy ride. You know, it was maybe a bit tougher at times. And, you know, I went through the scary forest where the wicked witch, you know, comes and tries to get me. But then, you know, I walk through the field of poppies and everything smells great. And, you know, and I have good friends along my side. But it's that adventure that I'm trying to maybe, I guess, drag you along on and say, hey, you know, if you're walking down that really bumpy path and it's kind of scary and you're kind of like, hey, you know what? I can't really see this path. It's kind of scary. You know what? You've got a huge network of people out there that'll go with you, and I'll certainly walk along with you too, because I think the reward is really huge. So that kind of ties into the whole I am more. You know, I'm more than what my disability dictates, and my disability isn't dictating that I need to just get through life. My disability is just something that, you know, I drag along behind me, but I'm still going to take that bumpy, curvy path because the rewards are super awesome. And certainly it really works along with the aim big, right? So if you aim big and you do things that are tougher but are scarier, the rewards are certainly amazing. One of the analogies I like to use is life is best lived outside the comfort zone. So, you know what, I'd rather take that bumpy, windy path and stop off at a really cool outlook and vista and, you know, hear the wind blow and the birds and the water rather than, you know, stop off at some, you know, service station on the highway, which is stale and generic and not all that exciting. So take that bumpy path, dream big, you know, aim big, and certainly I can walk along and help you along that path too. So if that made no sense to you, I apologize, but you know, that's kind of, that's a glimpse into the ramblings that my wife has to put up with. But, you know, that's how I envision, how I get through life. And I really think it's an adventurous way to do it. And I hope you guys choose that path as well. So that's the I Am More campaign. That's kind of a bit of a descriptor on what we're trying to achieve with it as well. So moving on, you're just like, oh God, thank God. Moving on. So we've got our local champions. We've done our I Am More. Lots of really cool stuff. And it's all about engagement, right? It's about getting you guys out there to engage with me and share your stories so people don't just have to listen to me ramble, okay? So the next thing that we're going to be doing, which is really, really cool, is we're going to be relaunching our virtual 5K run / walk. So last fall, if you guys remember, we did a virtual run walk, which everybody registered. They paid a small fee. And then on that particular day, wherever you were within the country, heck, within the world, it didn't even matter, wherever you were, you would get out on the road, on the track, on the treadmill, bring your friend, bring your family, bring your local running group, bring your four-legged friend, and you'd get out and you'd walk or run 5 kilometers. Basically to, again, you know, aim big, to do something maybe that you've not done before, to challenge yourself, to prove that you can do it, and you know, increase that self-esteem. Also to make, you know, new network friends. So when you prepare for this and you plan for this, you know, oftentimes we're going to need a guide. So that's another way to make friends. You're out in the public, training and preparing, you know, you're being noticed. They're like, hey, at least in my city, even though people know me, they're still like, hey, there's Ryan. They're tied together again, wandering down the street. But you know, it's educational, it's advocacy. It helps you feel part of the community, but it also lets the community know that, yeah, you are part of the community. You're out there and you're just going for it. So we're going to do the virtual 5K again here. So the details, it's going to be Friday, June 1st. And again, it will be whatever time of the day you prefer. Here in Chatham, Ontario, which is southwestern Ontario, my hometown, we're going to have a route that I'll pick out. I'll probably do something a little bit different than the one we did in the fall. But we're going to do it in the afternoon. I'm going to nail down that time here fairly shortly. And so then the idea is that after we do our 5K, we can probably wander over to a local pub and have a refreshment or so. That's generally a good incentive for people. And hopefully by June 1st, it's a hot day. So this time, however, we're going to change up the registration a little bit, but you get something in return. So registration this time is $30. Last time it was $10. You didn't really get anything last time for $10. This time for $30, what you're going to get is a trucker hat. So trucker hats are kind of the new rage. It's the, you know, the logo on the front and then the back is kind of mesh. So, you know, you can wear it in a social setting or you can wear it to exercise because it keeps you a bit cooler. They're kind of the rage. They're kind of cool. So $30 gets you a trucker hat, and I'm going to mail that out to you. Deadline for that is midnight on Sunday, May 6th, because I have to be able to order those hats and be able to mail them out to you in time. So the deadline to ensure that you get a hat is May 6th. You can certainly still register for the event on June 1st, and I'm going to try to order some extra hats too. So if, you know, you're a little bit late and you're like, oh man, I really want that hat, but I was a little bit late, then certainly you can just let me know. But you know, you have to appreciate that we have to get a certain number in. We have to order our specific numbers. So try to register early, and certainly we'll order a few extras to go out. So that's a bit of an incentive. It'll be a CCB Health and Fitness hat. We're just finalizing what the logo will be. Maybe I am more, something like that. We'll see. We'll see. We'll determine. We'll surprise you. So the other change is the reward or the prize. So last time we had a draw for a $50 gift card for Sport Check. Really, if we have a lot of entries, we might do two different prizes. But one of the prizes that I think I'm going to purchase, I guess, is it's a smart heart rate monitor. So again, being physically active, and we won't get into all this again because I did a podcast a little while back, but certainly using your heart rate to determine how hard you should be working is a really useful tool, and it's a bit of a motivating tool as well, so you can see kind of exactly, you know, what your body's up to as you're working. So one of the big cool pieces that I did before was the accessible technology and using your smartphone to help you exercise. And we'll get into that a little more detail later as well. But heart rate monitors now can communicate to your iPhone with Bluetooth, or they can communicate to your Android device with Bluetooth, or it's called ANT+. And essentially, you can load up an app, and there's lots of them. Again, we can get into that later. You can load up an app on your smart device, and this heart rate monitor, this strap that goes on your chest. So it's basically for the ladies, it basically go pretty much just under the underwire of your bra. So it's just under sort of where your breasts would be, and guys would be the same, obviously. So it has sensors that pick up how fast your heart is beating, and you can relay that. It'll relay that automatically to a smartphone, and then you can set your smartphone to give you verbal notifications. So it's really, really cool. And when the time comes, I'll do a bit more of a review on that as well. So that's going to be the draw prize, or at least one of the draw prizes, because I think it's a functional tool and really something that people will enjoy as well. So that is our virtual run coming up June 1st. And obviously, if you have any questions surrounding that, certainly let me know and we can help you out. The last little new piece of information is we're going to start a new show on this podcast. So the reason I've explained in the past that it's called the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast is because, yes, we have this health and fitness show that I'm doing, but also hopefully down the line, we're going to incorporate some other shows from CCB. So the Get Together with Technology Individuals, they're thinking about coming up with some content as well down the line. You know, they've got a lot of projects going on, so it's not really front burner material for them right now, but they're contemplating it. However, one of the really big things that's been going on here in our local chapter in recent times, and obviously it bodes well to the conversation, you know, we had just earlier here about self-esteem and self-identity and choosing the bumpy path, you know, to really live life and not be afraid to take the hard route because the rewards are really well and really believing that you know you're worth it and your vision impairment isn't something that should prevent you from going and experiencing great things. Is a peer support mechanism, okay? And peer support's it's a really interesting topic. I am not a specialist on it, but obviously I love to engage in that type of dialogue and that type of conversation back and forth. And peer support's very interesting because there's a couple of school of thoughts, and obviously talking with your peers about your vision loss and the difficulties that you encounter certainly can be empowering. And I definitely do believe that. I think one of the other schools of thought, though, is you have to be really, really careful when you do peer support, because you don't want it to turn into a sort of a negative rehashing of, you know, why life is crappy with a vision impairment. Because, you know, I could go on all day, well, not all day, but I could go on for a long time about the things that, hinder me with my vision loss, but it's not, you know me by now, it's not a productive mechanism, right? I have no problem sharing it, but the way we're going to do our peer support is we're certainly going to share it. But the whole idea is that when we share an obstacle or share a question, we're going to focus really heavily on the solution. So, hey, you know what? I have trouble doing the laundry because all of the buttons are flush, and you know, I really feel that, you know, I'm not pulling my weight in terms of doing chores, and you know, but I find it difficult, and you know, I'm struggling, and okay, so there's our problem, right? Partially an accessibility problem, partially a self-identity, you know, self-worth kind of issue as well. There's our problem. Boom. So now let's all work together to find out a solution. Okay. So what we're going to be doing is launching a PeerCast. So I'm going to start a peer support podcast. Going to try to do it a bit different. So the health and fitness podcast, which is this one, or health and fitness show, which is this one you're listening to right now, is a lot of me talking about health and fitness topics, sport related topics. I certainly want you guys to engage, but obviously I've got lots of topics we can keep going on. However, the PeerCast is going to be really a two-person endeavor. So it'll certainly be me. Sorry, you don't get out of that. But we're always going to have somebody different, be it a sighted guide, be it a friend with sight or vision loss, somebody who, you know, maybe we can do a phone interview if they've got a particular topic they want to discuss. And the idea is that we're going to discuss a topic, and then we're really going to open it up to you guys via email, via Facebook or YouTube comments, our email chat list on our blog, certainly to open it up to comments about, you know, what you think about the topic we've discussed in terms of you know, peer support and peer learning on how to deal with the ins and outs of you know, dealing with vision loss. So it certainly is. I certainly could tie it into the health and fitness podcast because, you know, part of healthy living, as we've just discussed, is having that sense of worth and self-esteem, etc. However, I think it's such a really cool topic that we could focus on it really specifically. So that's the new adventure. That's the new adventure on the bumpy path of life that we're going to try. Really excited for it. We're not going to rush it. You know, I don't want to throw out garbly topics. I think, you know, I'll use this health and fitness podcast now as a bit of a platform to maybe ramble on a bit and give more oblique kind of thoughts. But with the PeerCast, we really want to make it a very specific kind of topic that we're going to talk about. And then we really want and need your engagement because peer support is peer support. It's not Ryan talking or Ryan and a friend talking and that's it. It's we can sort of bring up some topics and then really after the fact you guys can engage with us. So that's going to be coming up fairly soon, probably not till the next week or so. To be honest, I'm working on trying to figure out how to get phone interviews into my iPad. So I'm not a techie guy, but with this podcasting, what I use is obviously I use various microphones, but I use an iPad and I use an app called Boss Jock, which I'm pretty sure you guys have heard me talk about. And most podcasts they use laptops and they use different software. And I really found the iPad super easy, but problem is getting phone or Skype or Facebook, FaceTime conversations recorded so I can do a phone interview or a interview with somebody that's not in the same room with me. So that's kind of the obstacle I'm working on right now. So anybody out there who has suggestions, certainly put them forward, but I digress. So that is our newest adventure coming up is the PeerCast. Really excited for it. Really excited for all the programs that we have rolling. You know, the local champions is a bit in the background, and that's fine. I'll keep poking you guys and reminding you about that. And the I Am More campaign will be ongoing because it's really a bit of a mindset that we're trying to portray is getting people to aim big and realize that I am more, I could do more, and I'm allowed to aim big and do big, great things, and my blindness is not something that should slow me down. So the I Am More campaign will keep going. The virtual run on June 1st will hopefully be a success. So in order to register for that, so you can go over to our WordPress site. So it's just https://ccbhealthandfitness, that's all one word, .wordpress.com. And you're probably like, oh God, I don't remember that. That's fine. I'll say it again. And then obviously you can email me. So it's https://ccbhealthandfitness.wordpress.com. Okay. And then right near the top, you'll see a register now button, but you can always email me ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com or comment, in the blog post a podcast post. Yes. You can comment in the podcast post and we can get that information to you. So that's exciting news. The PeerCast should be starting up soon. And we've got a lot going on. So that's a bit of a lengthy update. You know, I hope you're not asleep yet. And I hope, you know, I hope you aim big. I hope you decide to take that bumpy path in life and really, really realize that, you know, once you get out of your comfort zone and you accept the fact that, you know, blindness is going to be there, but it's not what's dictating the journey you take. And, you know, spring is springing. It's going to get warmer. Let's get out of our hibernation. Let's get out of our comfort zone. Let's pick a goal this year that scares us a little bit, you know, and but it's something that we're going to be dedicated to working towards, because again, it's scary. It might be difficult, but the reward at the other end is so impactful. And again, that might be another topic for our peer cast coming up. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you indulging me. I hope you guys all have a happy Easter for those that celebrate, and for those that don't, have a wonderful long weekend, and hopefully it gets warm wherever you guys are. So always welcome your comments, always welcome your feedback. I really enjoy engaging with you guys. I've had a lot of new people engaging with us very recently, and it's just awesome. We've got people from Campbell River, BC, all the way to Sydney, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. So we are here as your resource. We're just helping you get out and get along that bumpy path in life with a lot of friends. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. We'll talk again soon.